guys. Welcome to the Boom Tequila Podcast with your hosts. I'm Jody.
And I'm Erin.
Join us every Monday for entertainment and relationship-focused topics, music recommendations, and some fun, more personal topics in our Dish Bish segment at the end. Hey, friends. So we've all probably fumbled the bag at least once or twice. We're seeing someone we're really into, and they're into you, and something happens, and it just doesn't work out. And I get it. Things happen. But we're all about accountability here. And instead of wondering why he's not calling anymore, you might need to consider that you fumbled the bag. But keep in mind, nobody's perfect, including the dude you're super bummed about that's not responding to your texts anymore. So let's talk about a few ways that you might have fumbled the bag and not even realized it. So the first is actually pretty common. It's that they couldn't tell that you were really interested. It's always a good idea to keep it cool, but don't be so cool that he's not even sure you're really into him.
Yeah. More often than not, when you first start dating someone, they're actively dating other people. If that's the case, keep in mind that their time is limited. If they're taking the time to pursue you, then that's them showing that they like you. If you're already on the date, playing hard to get might not be the best idea, and they're not going to want to waste their time on someone who they don't feel like even likes them. That being said, don't throw yourself at him. But if you do like him, at least try to make it evident that you'd like to see him again. That's so confusing.
No, it's just like, basically, if you're on a date with him, don't be like sitting on your phone ignoring him or act like you don't give a shit. Like, just, you know, talk to him. Like, it would be obvious, but.
Right, like, be authentic in expressing yourself. Like, if you're interested, authentically express that and don't play weird games. Like,
exactly.
Because that comes off as you just being bitchy or not liking someone. And people like people who like them.
Exactly. Yeah.
So act like you like them. Unless you don't.
If you don't, then don't go on the date. Like, don't waste each of your time.
So. Yeah. But just sitting on your phone is rude.
That is rude.
Even if you don't like him.
Yeah. I agree. Being an oversharer myself, I can relate to this one for sure. It's revealing too much too soon.
First dates can be awkward, and people have a tendency to want to feel. They don't want to feel the awkward silence. They want to fill the awkward silence. Many times, people overshare as a way to try to form a connection with someone, but this might come across as trauma dumping. Try to let your date lead the conversation and ask him questions as well. Have you ever trauma dumped on a date? Or overshared?
Yeah, I haven't been on a date in a long, long time, but I definitely, silence freaks me out. Like, I can't handle it. So I'll just talk and talk and talk. And even like meeting new people in general, I will overshare just because I like that connection. Like, I, even if like, as I'm saying it, I know like I should, like, you want to put it back in your mouth.
Yes.
But you just keep talking.
I probably have a tendency to overshare. I don't think I really trauma dump too much early on. I don't know.
I have in the past for sure, but not.
But I've definitely overshared. One thing though, when it was like, try to let your date lead the conversation, I was like, well, the last few times I did that, they just had the entire conversation. They just sat there silent.
Did they trauma dump?
Talk and talk and talk. Yes. Actually, yes.
Yeah. Of course they did. You made him nervous.
I know, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm so intimidating.
Oh my goodness. Confidence is great, but don't let it get out of hand. If you've got the mindset that you're a prize and anyone should be lucky to have you, you're not wrong. You are a prize, but that doesn't mean that you should just expect to have everything taken care of for you. Relationships are a two-way street and it takes work from both people. Just like you want to have fun and an enjoyable time, the person you're dating does as well. And it's important to make them feel like they matter too.
I hear so much of that type of language on like TikTok stuff where it's like, I'm the prize, you should chase me. And it's always, it's such an annoying rhetoric to me because I feel like it comes from both men and women being like, remember guys, you're the prize. Like, I feel like the alpha dudes say it. But anytime somebody's like, I'm the prize, or like, be a high value man, it's just, or high value woman, like either way you're taking that conversation, I always feel like there's a level of almost like toxicity behind that. And this idea that whether it's wealth or something else, that you have what more value as a human than someone else. It's just, I don't know. It's not.
Yeah. I know. I don't like it. And I do. I like you should be proud and, you know, have that confidence. And, but also like, while you know that you're the prize, also look at them that way too. And treat them how you would just treat people how you would want to be treated, you know?
Yeah. Like knowing your self-worth, but yeah. Exactly. All right. Dating someone should feel natural, especially at first. It shouldn't feel like work or something that you're dreading. If you find yourself arguing about politics, or do you have serious opposing opinions on important topics, it's always okay to have different opinions. But if you can't at least agree to disagree, then this could be your problem. Save these types of conversations for at least the fourth or fifth date. Ooh, you agree?
Yeah, I do. I, for like the politics stuff like that, I feel like
I kind of want to know that right out the bat. Like if
really?
You're certain things, if you're like, there are some people who view human rights issues as political issues, who view like whether or not trans and LGBTQ plus people should have rights as a political issue. And I would honestly, I think I would rather someone like let me know that right out the gate rather than like developing feelings for someone. And then on the fifth date, they're
and
like,
you find out they're like trash
by
people.
The way,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, that makes people. Sense. I think it's like, at first I'm like, yes, I totally agree with that, because when we're like, we went to cosmetology school, and one of the first things that we're taught is don't talk politics, don't talk religion, stuff like that. So I have it like ingrained in my head that that's just something that you don't talk about right away with someone. But I definitely agree with what you're saying, where is if you're going to be dating this person and spending more time with them, if they have views that are like offensive to you, and you know what I mean? Like, there's no reason to waste any more time with them.
Yes. Also, I think not talking politics, sex, and religion, I think those were those the three topics that they were like off limits? 100% agree in professional work setting spaces. In my personal relationships, if I can't talk to you about any of those things because my opinions are so wildly offensive to you that, like, I mean, because they are to some people.
Yeah. All right. Fumbling the bag is almost like getting the ick. It can take just a few seconds, one word, really something simple, to make someone completely lose interest and be totally turned off. So we're going to give a quick few ways that this happens.
Ew. First of all, if you call a girl thick.
I hate that. I hate that. I've had it happen to me before. I just hate that. And they think it's like, so many of them think it's a compliment. And it's like, no, just like, don't comment at all on my body. Like, just don't say anything.
Yeah. Or especially like weight, I feel like, in the same way that, like, regardless of what your weight is as a woman, whether you're like, I don't know, from super skinny to like really big, like most women, regardless, aren't like super, don't particularly like comments on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Next, if a girl asks your name and instead of saying what it really is, you say something like your next boyfriend or anything else that you think is really cute and funny, but it's not. Have you had that?
I might like that. If I liked the guy, I might think that was cute.
But if you keep asking, like, no, really, what's your name? And they're like,
oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
gross.
Like, they won't
like if
tell
they
you.
Won't tell you.
Like, they think it's funny, and it's, ugh. Like, at that point, I don't want to know it.
No, I'm going to just make it up and give you a name. And at that point, it's done.
Honestly,
once I give you a name,
probably will anyway. Like, before you even ask your name.
All right. Talking bad about your ex right away. For sure. Crazy exes.
Especially if you're talking about your ex when you're trying to get to know someone you're like potentially going to date. I don't know. It just says that you're clearly not over that person and have some kind of feelings.
For sure.
Yeah. Getting clingy super fast. Calling and texting constantly right away. I feel like some people like that. Like some people are like, oh, I just can't get enough of you. Like
right away though. I feel like when that happens though, when a relationship like just launches so much so quickly, it also crashes and burns quickly.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like I've had that scenario and it's like, it's just like too much too soon. And then it's like, it always turns, whatever. Okay. So also asking, where are you? Who are you with? These are signs that you're controlling. I definitely agree with this. If somebody's constantly like, what are you doing? Who are you hanging out with? Oh, what are you guys doing? Where are you going? Like,
If you're trying to meet up or something, then yeah, like, hey, where are you at? Like, I'll meet you. But not like if you're just sitting at home and you're being nosy and you just want to know, like, I don't like that.
occasionally, but if it's regular,
Right.
there are certain questions that are annoying. I had a guy that used to ask me like every single day. He'd be like, what's for dinner tonight? What's, and it was just like,
Gross.
or like, what'd you have for lunch? And if I skipped lunch, he'd be like, oh, you should eat. It was just like, what the fuck, man?
Oh my gosh, just like reaching for something to talk
So
about.
weird.
I had a guy that I dated a long time ago that would ask who I was with. And then when I would answer, he would just be really quiet, like trying to listen to other people talking to hear who was
Ew.
there. Yeah, it was fucking disgusting.
That's so creepy.
Yeah. All right. Spending too much time together too soon. You have to have time to miss each other and you don't want to smother each other.
I agree.
Yeah.
It takes time to get to know people. On average, I forget if it's like 40 hours or 100 hours, but there's certain like hours of spending time together and like having conversation with someone that are not required, but needed to kind of build the relationship. And if, I don't know, if you're just constantly together right out the gate, it's better to take a little bit of time.
Absolutely.
All right, another one is flirting with other girls right in front of her or on one of your first dates. On any of your dates. If you're flirting with other
It
girls
just says on one of
directly
your
in.
first dates.
Yeah, but like on any of your dates.
Yeah, that's true.
Like if you've been together for a year and you're flirting with other girls right in front of me, I just feel like if you're on a date with me, like even if it's not, like even if it's a situation where you're like allowed to see other people, I feel like there's almost. It's almost like disrespectful
Oh,
if you're
absolutely.
on a date with me and you're like flirting, like not just being friendly, like that's not what I'm saying, but like flirting with the waitress or something, like getting their number, like something obviously making sexual comments, whatever it might be. That's just
It's
rude.
absolutely disrespectful. Yeah. So next, we're gonna go over some scenarios of how dudes have fumbled the bag. So the first one was he told me to come over so we could hang out. When I pulled up, he got in my car and I was really confused. I thought we were going to hang out and watch a movie or something. He then told me to park and we could go fuck. My dumbass agreed. So we get to the park only to find out that he actually has erectile dysfunction.
What?
You know what? When
So
I was doing
he's like, hey,
research for
let's go to the
this,
movie. And then he's like, I'm not really taking you to the movie. I'm taking you to the park to fuck you. And then you get to the back, he's like, just kidding. I'm not gonna fuck you.
you would not believe in doing research for this the amount of stories about men with erectile dysfunction. And I am not making fun of them, like that's something you can't help or whatever. But like the amount of men that were like, yeah, we're gonna fuck, blah, blah, blah. And then they literally cannot.
I feel like it's a big, I don't want to make fun of like erectile dysfunction because I feel like
No.
it's actually a fairly common thing for men over, what is it, over 40? I don't know. I forget. Don't quote me on that. But
Yeah.
well, maybe he just wanted to do stuff to her.
No, I there was nothing else after that, so like he
Oh.
I
Well.
don't think anything happened. They just talked.
This one says, we were on our way to his house after a pretty nice date. He opened up his phone to play a song on YouTube, and the porn he was watching earlier started playing through his speakers at full volume. She didn't say what kind of porn.
No, she didn't. But honestly, I would think that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't that wouldn't be fumbling the bag for me. That wouldn't give me the ick. I would laugh.
No, same.
Like he's getting ready for his date. I don't know. Like
Yeah.
let him live.
Getting ready for his date.
Oh my God. All right. I was 18 and went to dinner with this guy I had recently met. He took me to Hooters, which is kind of weird, but I was 18 and didn't care too much. He took his jacket off and was wearing a polo that was super wrinkled and had a mustard stain. He said his mom didn't iron his shirt. He was 40. Needless to say, I paid for my own meal and left.
Ew.
He was 40.
He was 40 and he took her to Hooters. That alone, I don't think there would have been a second date.
No.
I'm
but when
sorry.
You're 18, I feel like at 18 we'd be like, ha ha. Like
the fact that the fact that a 40-year-old took an 18-year-old on a date at all is pretty ick, actually.
Yeah.
So, ew.
Yeah.
My mom didn't iron my shirt. I got mustard on it because I ate a hot dog and I don't know how to do laundry. And I don't have money for new clothes. Mom said she's not going to take me shopping till Wednesday.
Grandma got me this gift card for Hooters for Christmas last year, but no one said yes to a date until you. Okay.
All right, this one says he picked me up for a Christmas party only to find out he had no passenger seat and my door didn't work from the inside. I Ubered home. What? No passenger seat and his door didn't work from the inside.
So what, did she just
Oh, so that just means like he had to go around and open the door for her and she had to sit in the back.
Sit in the back or like on the ground? Like
if it was only a two-seater, she would have had to sit on the ground. But yeah. If it was, I would assume it had a back seat. Maybe she just had to sit in the back seat.
I hope, would have still I hope she did. Like, no.
Save the money, girl.
Save the money.
And this economy? God.
Yeah, yeah. Look, maybe it was a classic. Give him a break. He's fixing it up.
Yeah.
All right. Back in college, I hooked up with a guy I met at a party me and my friends had gone to. We went back to his apartment, and while making out, he stopped and said, "Before we go any further, I have to take a dump." His exact words, I left.
No.
So
just wait right here, honey.
Just wait right here.
What the fuck? That tops any weird comment I've heard mid-make out.
Like that's as gross as it gets.
And tops in like the gross. No, absolutely not.
Yeah. Like it wouldn't even be funny. It would be. Whoa.
No.
I would leave too.
No.
Block.
Have you ever had a guy say anything really weird, like mid make out or mid hookup?
I don't think so. Probably, honestly, but like nothing that I remember. Have you?
Yes. But I'm just debating if I want to tell it.
Oh, you have to.
You've already heard it. Refresh, and you know what it... What?
Refresh my memory.
So, God damn it. I'm going to regret this, I think. Okay, so I was making out with this guy. And, like, we'd been making out for, like, a minute, but not, like, crazy long time or anything. And he kind of, like... like, started to feel me up a little. Like, grabbed, like, one boob. And then just, you know what it is. You know what's coming. So he like grabs one boob and then he whispers in my ear, "You're allowed to come." And I knew in that moment he'd probably never made a woman come before.
He wasn't going to make you either. Oh my God. It's so fucked up.
I know.
Oh my God.
That one's funny. He didn't have to go take a dump.
No.
Ew, ew. Saying that is so gross.
Oh my God.
Okay. Anyways, moving on. This next one says, my date and I were starting to have sex and my hips started cramping. I laughed and said, my legs don't go that far apart. And apparently that offended him because he rolled off of me and left and I never heard from him again. What?
I think it hurt his feelings because he must have been a bigger dude.
It doesn't say that.
Well, why would she say my legs don't go?
Maybe he was just mad that she couldn't do the splits. And he's like, well, then I'm not going to do this.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, I don't know. Yeah, that is weird.
I just figured he was a bigger dude. But
oh, probably.
I don't know. So this happened years ago. And I'm just now starting to realize that this was assault. We went back to my date's place to hang out after a few drinks. He wanted to have sex, and I said no. I was on my period, so I was uncomfortable. He kept nagging to the point of begging and then proceeded to stick his hand down my pants and tried to pull my tampon out.
Gross.
That is really fucked up.
Ew.
Yeah.
This next one says, I met this guy at a bar one night and we really hit it off. We went back to his place, and as soon as you walked in the door, there were figurines and posters of naked anime women everywhere. Like full nude.
Like tentacles and stuff, and like full nude and
amazing.
You're like, I date Dungeon and Dragon guys, so I'm used to that kind of shit.
God damn it, Jody.
Ew. Honestly, I don't, it'd probably freak me out, but maybe not enough that I'd leave. I'd be like, well,
would you rather date a dragon slayer or an anime or
a dragon?
Sometimes it's both.
Probably the dragon slayer, honestly, if I had to pick. But okay, when I was 20, I drove my dumbass over an hour to hook up with a guy who was physically a 10, like completely my type. Dude lived in this fancy ass gated community with security. Well, the security guard wouldn't let me in because I didn't know the guy's last name. I sat there awkwardly calling him for like 20 minutes and kept getting sent to voicemail right in front of the security guard. I really wanted the D. Eventually, I started to drive home, and about 5 minutes later, he calls me and says, sorry, I sent you to voicemail. I was gaming with my homies. Where are you at? I laughed and hung up on him. The next time I had him come to my house and made sure to take an extra long time to answer the door. The dick was mediocre at best.
Like, he knew she was coming over, and then, and that he had, you know, I feel like typically if someone knows you're coming over and they know that you have to get through the gate, they either give you the code or they give a heads up to the security guard, or like,
I wouldn't have invited him over. Also, he clearly didn't fumble it because you had him over. So.
Right. But, so she didn't have him back because the dick was bad, not because of his.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you, I feel like at that point I would be like, clearly this is like a zero effort situation for you. So
see, I'm
have fun with
it
the boys.
Says when I was 20. When I was 20, I would have let that slide. If I was like really into somebody and thought they were really hot, and like, because at that age, like that's what you mostly care about is the looks instead of the personality. I can see me being like, it's fine, let's fuck. Like, you know.
Yeah, but, I put up with a lot more in my 20s for sure. Yeah. I would have. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This next one says, he stopped in the middle of us hooking up and said, I have one rule, never touch my hair. It really killed the whole mood. Later on, same dude was going down on me and full on biting my clit. He took eating to the literal next level. Yo.
I have one rule.
Never. I bet he had a toupee on.
Oh, for sure.
That was my first thought, was it's like he didn't want his his hair to fall off. Yeah. Like he had like a wig on or something.
So my first serious boyfriend
biting,
way back in the day would never let me touch his hair. He was like if you've listened to us at all, I talked about the dude I dated with the blonde bowl cut, and he would never let me touch it because he would bleach it so much and it would like literally just fall out and break. So he thought if I touched it or anybody touched it, that it would. Yeah. So maybe it was that. Maybe he bleaches it a lot and was afraid of it breaking off. Okay. In the middle of us making out, he began. There's a lot of like making out stuff. Middle of us making out, he began to question me about if I was ever in an abusive relationship. Had I ever been knocked up, or if I'd ever been married before? It was really weird. And I said no to all of the above, to which he said, wow, you're very pure. I was so grossed out. I literally gagged when he tried to start making out again.
Ew. I think this is such a huge red flag. It's giving Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
Because that was like Andrew Tate's whole thing. He's like, you want a girl that's like, you know, 18 to 25 because they're more pure. They haven't been through as, you know, like they don't have as much baggage. They haven't had
whatever it was, like they're heartbroken or like they haven't had sex with a lot of people. Like basically they don't have a lot to compare you to. So you'll be, it'll be much easier for you to manipulate them and
exactly
whatever. And that's just like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ew. In college, I had a huge crush on this guy and it took me months to finally hang out with him at his apartment. He told me he was going to grab us beers and we'd watch a movie. In my mind, I thought this meant we were having a few drinks, then hooking up. He put on the bucket list. When it was over, he said it was time for sleep. And he told me I couldn't sleep with his stuffed dog that he proceeded to snatch off the bed and hug as tight as he could. I slept on his roommate's bed and bounced at 5 a.m. Wait, he said she couldn't? Oh, so he's like, okay, time for sleep. And then he like grabs his big stuffy and he's like, you can't sleep with Mr. Doggy Dog. Yeah. And then like cuddles it and rolls over. I would have just left. She slept on his roommate's. I mean, college, I would have awkwardly not known what to do and probably done the same thing. But like,
yeah,
if a guy did that now, I would just leave.
Just leave. Yeah.
I think I would leave.
Like, I wouldn't even think that was funny or cute at all. I would be so like, no.
Because so, there's not like a cute way that you can do that.
No. And just, you I feel can't. Like so many men do like the baby talk and like the cutesy stuff and think that like women like that. And it is so gross and such a turnoff. Like, ugh.
Maybe some women like it, but
I don't know any that do. Because like we've had literal conversations about the baby talk stuff with our girlfriends. And mm-hmm. I don't know any that have ever said like, yes, I like that.
No, I also feel like men and people in general tend to project what they would want other people to do to them. And I've talked about this in like, I work in marketing. So like, I've talked about this in marketing, but like, I think this is just true in general as like one of the most underrated skills is that of understanding your audience. Mm-hmm. And it is so hugely underrated and so funny to me how many people are not able to do it. Like the way that people are so concerned with what message they want to push out or trying to act how they would want someone to act, but not able to like really see people and think about how they would want to receive, whether that's information or love or whatever, is just wild to me. And sometimes I've wondered, like, is that why men will just send unsolicited dick pics? Because in their mind, they're like, well, I would love it.
Yeah.
If someone just sent me randomly, like, nudes. I don't know.
I like, wonder, not... like, do you think that that's something that you can learn? Or do you think that's something that just comes natural to some people and some people just don't get it?
I think there's a combination. I think, to be honest, I think a lot of things when it comes to healthy behaviors in general is having a higher level of self-awareness. I don't think that most people are very self-aware. A lot of people, I think, perceive themselves to be much more self-aware than they actually are. Because when you are really self-aware, I think it also gives you insight to being able to see others differently. I don't know. It's probably a combination.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Erin, have you ever fumbled the bag or do you have any stories that you'd like to share about when a dude fumbled with you?
I shared one very sexy one.
Yeah. I love that you shared it.
I know. I wasn't going to. But it was like...
It was perfect, though.
Let me think. This is not like the funnest answer, but I feel like the minute that I feel like a guy does not see women as humans, mm-hmm. that's when they fumble the bag for me. Like the majority of the relationships that I can think of, not all of them, but a lot of times, that's the point where I become disinterested or not wanting to pursue things further with someone is when I start to feel like they don't really see women as humans. And mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of women know what I mean by this and men don't, but topic for another day. Absolutely. Man, I feel like I have a bunch of stories and I am just not together today.
It's okay.
Can you think of any?
Yeah. So I might have told this story. Years ago, I had a crush on this dude and he happened to be best friends or like really close friends with my ex, who I was still pretty close with. We were close for a long time. And so the dude called and asked if I wanted to go on a date. And I went on the date with him and it was really fun. Had a great time. We were going to hang out a couple days later and the ex called me up and basically told me like never to talk to his friend again, blah, blah, blah. And so I didn't. I never talked to him again. So I think I kind of fumbled the bag on that. Now, like, I don't regret it. It worked out fine. I'm glad like that that didn't work out. You know what I mean? But that was one that I could think of. Dude's fumbling the bag. I feel like men like to compare friend groups, like friends and stuff. And when they say shit like that, it like sticks with you. There was one time I remember I was dating a guy years ago and we were talking about me and one of our good friends. I'll tell you her name later, but I'm sure you know who I'm talking about that I was real close with in high school, still close with, but we were all together and he was just like in a weird way starting to kind of compare us in front of each other and was talking about like, well, like he likes this about me, but like she's skinnier, or like he likes her hair, but like he likes that I'm, you know what I mean? Like talking back and forth about like almost comparing, and basically got to the point where he was like, well, I think that you're hotter, but I like her body, like her bod, if you had her body, shit like that. Like it didn't last.
Dude, no, I know what you're talking about. And I hate, to me, that's one of those indicators that men don't fully see women as humans. The fact that they just like compare like that. And I know, yeah, I've actually had situations like that too, where a guy was like, oh yeah, your friend is like really hot or whatever. And he was like, but you know, like I would still want to date you. Like, why would that bother you that like, I want to date your friend and hook up with her? And I was just like, what the fuck? Like, yes, that would bother me. There's so many other ways like that he could have, you know what I mean? I was like, on the one hand, I'm like, I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
Because it allows me to make a fully informed decision.
Insane.
And on the other hand, I thought, if you were really interested in me, you would have at least said something like, you know, I want you, like just reassuring of like, well, you know, my focus right now is on you and I really want to date you. And, yeah, you know, that's what I'm focused on right now. Like you could have said that and not been like, just ugh, no comparing. Or I also think when guys are like talking very judgmental ways about women in general, even if they're like, oh, she's really ugly or she's gross or she's like, when guys are just being like mean about another woman, like it's never cute to me when men are mean to women.
No.
Regardless of.
Definitely not.
Whether or not they are picking me. That's not cute.
Yeah, that's all we've got for our Fumble the Bag segment. So now it's time for JoJam. What are you listening to this week?
So there's a new album out by Coda the Friend. And one of the songs on that is called Red Lights, I believe. What about you?
I'm listening to Co Wetzel. The song is called Tell It All Town, and I really love it. It's definitely different than his typical sound. It's not a newer one. It's just one that I've been listening to. Kind of slower. I really like it. It kind of gets me in my feels a little bit. But yeah, so check those out, guys.
And now it's time to dish bish.
You said a dish bish.
Yeah.
This week for Dish Bish, we're playing He's a 10 Butt because we like that game and it's fun. So are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. He's a 10, but he only drinks White Claw.
He's still a 10. I love White Claws and I'll steal them from him.
I agree. I think that's perfect. I feel like a lot of people like think that makes you less masculine, but I feel like who gives a shit what you drink? If you like it, you like it.
Yeah. Fuck a gender norm. I don't care.
100%. He's a 10, but he refers to his friends as the boys.
He's still a 10.
Yeah, same. I don't care. Yeah. He's a 10, but he insists that you shave every single day, everything from the neck down, and he checks.
He's a fucking 0.
That's fucking disgusting.
Like,
he checks.
He checks. That's the part that took it. Okay, here's the thing. No, you know what? Just gross.
Yeah. Like, I feel like you shouldn't have an opinion at all. I like to. But if I miss a day, I'm not going to have some motherfucker rubbing on my leg or, you know what I mean? Like,
right. Like, I want a guy to be like, I like you and I don't care. Like, I still will shave because whatever. But, like,
I would much rather a guy like make me feel like, you know what, I don't care if you do, or like what, then be like, you have to do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So uncomfortable.
He's a 10, but his friends hate you.
Ooh.
I know.
He's probably a 0 also, because why do his friends hate you? Because that either is an indicator that he doesn't have healthy friendships, or his friends don't like you for a reason because they think you're toxic based on stuff he said or something. Yeah. I don't know. I don't like that.
Either they're not good people or like around him, or he's telling them, like, my initial thought is he's telling them bad things about you.
Yeah.
He's a 10, but he's shorter than you.
He's an 8. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't care, but I'm 5'4".
If he's shorter than you, then he's a little person.
No, that's not true. No, you have to be under 5 foot.
You're basically.
I did date a guy once that was like a couple inches shorter than me.
Really?
Yeah.
If he's a 10 and he's shorter than me, he's a 2. I'm sorry. You know, and I'm tall. I'm sorry.
He could be a 2 for you and still a 10 for me, though, because I'm 5'4".
like a foot shorter than me and still be.
No.
All right. He's a 10, but smokes cigarettes.
Ooh. If he smokes in the house all the time, he's like a 2, because I dated a guy that did that, and it was just like, it was all you could smell.
Yeah.
It was a problem. If he, I know this is, I'm like scaling it. I'm like, if he only smokes when he drinks, like maybe he's still a 10.
Yeah.
Assuming he's not an alcoholic, you know, and if he smokes, but like outside, maybe like a 6.
So like right off the bat, I want to say he's a 0 because I hate the smell of it. It gives me a headache. It's gross. But have you ever just like seen a dude like just smoke and thought like, that's fucking hot? I have. I don't know why. And I'm going to say a 5.
Yeah. I think the harder thing for me would be I used to smoke. So it would be hard not to like, I don't know if it would be hard not to pick it up again. Well, I didn't when I dated a guy that smoked. So
I'm thinking if it was like someone I'm getting in a relationship with, it's a 0. But if it's just like some hot dude, it's 5.
Okay. This one's very scaled for some reason.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. He's a 10, but he cries himself to sleep every night because NSYNC won't do a reunion tour.
Oh, gross. He's a 0. Stop it. And not because he's crying. Men are allowed to cry. But like, no, you know what? He's like a 0. I'm
feel like that's a legit thing to be sad about, though.
No, I don't. I feel like in therapy, they'll tell you like the emotion should match the event. Yeah. And I don't feel like that's one that does. And crying himself to sleep every single night. I mean, it'd be worse if he was crying over the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, well, okay. I'm going to give him a 4.
Okay.
Just because like, it's good to have emotions, and I'm sad about it too, but I'm not crying myself to sleep.
I'm not sad about it. I'm not sad about it.
Okay.
I don't think you should be sad about it. Okay. I don't think we need to cry over it.
Okay.
But I agree that men should be allowed to have emotions. Like I wouldn't give ordinarily.
Yeah.
It's not the crying part. It's the.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a 10, but he only listens to Christian music. And if he hears any other kind of music, he puts in earplugs.
He's a 0.
I agree.
Immediately. No. That's calling the cops.
Call the cops is fucking weird. All right.
He probably is a cop, actually. So I'm not going to call him.
Okay. Last one. He's a 10, but he snorts when he laughs.
He's still a 10.
He's still a 10. I think it's funny and it's cute.
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
Laugh. Make weird noises. It's fine.
It's so crazy. Just go fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's snorty.
Snort, but don't cry over the NSYNC.
Okay. Yeah. All right, guys. That's all we've got today. If you fumbled the bag, it's okay. You can you can fix things eventually, or like, you know, move on, learn from your mistakes. Don't do it again. And everything happens for a reason. So if you fumbled the bag with somebody, then you just weren't meant to be. So just look at it that way, or you suck. So please follow us on Instagram, subscribe to our YouTube, follow us on TikTok, give us lots of good reviews, 5 stars, high fives, thumbs up, and we'll see you next Monday.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.